Nolte, CNN published 5 hit pieces against Howard Schultz in one day. By John Nolte on February 1, 2019. The far-left CNN published a total of 5 hit pieces against Howard Schultz on Thursday. Now that the former Starbucks CEO has said he is looking seriously at a run for president as an independent in 2020, Democrats are freaking out. They fear that Schultz, a lifelong Democrat activist and donor, will siphon votes away from their 2020 nominee and ensure President Trump wins a second term. CNN, a cable network devoted to Trump's defeat and moving the country to the far left, appears to be equally concerned, which is the only way to explain why the basement-rated outlet published 5 attacks against Schultz in a single day. What's more, 3 of those 5 hit pieces cover the exact same subject, a tweet Schultz fired off before he was bullied into deleting it. Here are the 5 headlines from Thursday. Howard Schultz kicks off potential bid to unseat Trump by attacking Democrats. Howard Schultz is objectively bad at Twitter. Howard Schultz deletes tweet about column that contains smears on Warren and Harris. Schultz deletes tweet of column smearing Dems. Cooper presses former Starbucks CEO about deleted tweet. See that? 3 pieces covering the exact same story about Schultz's tweet delete. As far as that scandal goes, all Schultz did was tweet out a pajamas media column written by Roger Simon titled, "Howard Schultz Could Actually Win the Presidency." To bully Schultz into deleting it, the media manufactured some outrage over the fact Simon refers to Kamala Harris as shrill and Elizabeth Warren as Pocahontas. Both women are Democrat senators running for president. CNN's complaints, all 3 of them, about what Simon wrote are, of course, fabricated. This is the same CNN, after all, that runs stories about Trump's penis, remains silent as its audience boos rape victims, and attacks black Trump supporters as Negroes. In the scheme of things, Simon's criticism of Harris and Warren is pretty tame. But a pretense had to be manufactured to punish Schultz for daring to offer his imprimatur to an outlet and columnist who operate outside the accepted media establishment. In other words, had Schultz tweeted out a Washington Post column that called anti-establishment Democrat Tulsi Gabbard shrill and Trump a Nazi, CNN would not have said a thing, because this is not about a CNN that suddenly opposes name-calling. This is about a CNN that does not want Roger Simon, pajamas media, or any alternative media outlet awarded legitimacy by the likes of a Howard Schultz. CNN wants Schultz out of the race.